Hello, everyone. It's Zarathustra broadcasting live from Tulum, Mexico. I was broadcasting earlier, and we are talking about the nature of the self, the nature of the consciousness. And as I mentioned earlier before, as we are on this path, as we are awakening and getting much closer, there is an expansion and there is openings. You can say it in a way that your vibrations are rising to a higher frequency. Vibrations rising to a higher frequency, that means it's a migration from the head to the heart. It's a shift that you begin to look at things and realize things in this life, the nature of the life beyond the stories, beyond whatever that the senses are there. They're like, you feel, you touch, you smell, you eat something, you can, all these things, as you begin to develop this other sense, this we can call it sense of awakening, of realizing that this whole manifested world, this whole world that you see, you're engaged with it. It requires a subject and an object. It requires a watcher, a witness. It cannot exist by its own. These objects we're looking at, this is like a glass of water, this is like a cup of coffee, da, 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 da. These objects we're touching, are in contact with, we eat from them or we eat them or whatever, do not exist if you are not existing. They come to existence based on you. So when you are the I am, the consciousness is in two ways. One way is in a manifest form, it's manifested as this. And the other way is the unmanifest. It's like nothing. It's just space, empty space. And that's who you are. And these both are the same. The part of you that becomes a manifestation, you're a human being, you have your health issues, you have your life issues, emotional issues, love, whatever, financial troubles. The one that is manifested, it's the unmanifest. So, and you experience it all the time because you are both of them. You cannot not experience what you are. There's no way out of it. So, and those of us who've done spiritual work and they're looking for it, they start to doing work. Let's say there, as I mentioned, either you have a near-death experience, or you're in deep sleep and you're not dreaming, you are taking some ayahuasca or acid or mushrooms or some sort of substance that helps you pop out of your identity as a human being, and you go into this other place of nothingness. Or you're in deep meditation, you're at the presence of your guru. It happens when you're at the presence of a living master, an awakened being, and their vibrations affect you, and they help you to go back into nothingness. Tantra sexuality, when you're having sex tantric way, you lose yourself with your partner into the nothingness. Sometimes when you're running, you know, and you go in the zone, or you're playing music and you really fall into playing your music and you close your eyes and there's nobody there. The person that you think you are disappears into the hole and it becomes nameless. It has no name, it's got no shape, it's got no nationality, it doesn't have any issues. They all disappear. It just is. The being is here, but it's not someone or something. When you come out of this meditation, this state of meditation, then you come and say, oh, wow, Zarathustra, I was in a deep samadhi. I was gone. Okay. When I was gone, I was gone. Wow, I was gone. Yeah, but during the time you were gone, let's say this is your normal time. Here's when you were gone, and then your time goes back. So it's a line, you're living, and this is this period you disappeared. You went into oneness. In that period that you disappeared and went to oneness, you weren't saying, I am gone, because there's no you saying, I am gone. You are not there. Your being, the I am, is here. I am, but not I am this, I am that. That is not there. So, and then when you sleep at night and you're not dreaming, where do you go? What happens to you? You're not dreaming. I'm not talking about REM level 1, 2, 3. I'm talking about REM level 4, which is very, very low. And that's your deepest sleep. And when you sleep in that level, half an hour, 1 hour, 8 hours, you wake up in the morning and you say, oh my God, I was gone. That's your best sleep, because the mind is no longer engaged. You have gone beyond the mind into your original state, which is nothing. It's just presence. And from this original state, presence, pure silence, pure stillness, then you come to becoming a human being again with your stories, and it becomes real. You think it's real. You think you are real. You think the world is real, and you believe there is a purpose. It's evolving. It's going somewhere. You believe we are doing something here. We are helping raising consciousness to another level. We are actually doing work, and there's an evolution, and human consciousness is evolving into other levels. And we're maybe proud of ourselves for doing this because we're on the edge of it. But I'm telling you, there is nothing going on. Existence doesn't have any agenda. There is no plan. There is no plan to go to higher consciousness. There's no agenda here, because this is the highest consciousness of waking up to the truth of who you are, because it's all holy. Everything you're touching, playing with, you're in contact, is the temple. Everything is God. Everything is consciousness. Even the garbage that smells, you're throwing it in a garbage can. That garbage that smells, that's holy. It's pure, pure consciousness. It's God. It's the toilet you're going to, and it smells and it's bad. That is holy. It's a sacred place, because there is no division. Nothing exists outside of consciousness. Consciousness in rest is like an ocean that has no waves. And consciousness in movement is waves are created. Some waves are really big and bad and dangerous, because as a human being, if you go into the ocean, they crush you and they kill you. They can break your back. They can drown you. Some are gentle. But all waves, all these waves like manifestation, and all the waves are like human beings, buildings, cars. All these waves arising, they all fall back to where? To their source. The source of all these waves is the same source. Everything in this manifested world is coming from the same source. It's manifested. It's like ocean, it's water. The water is clear, there's no waves. So let's say that's the unmanifest for sake of imagination. So you're looking at this ocean that is clear, you know, there's no wave, nothing. You feel like you can even walk on it. And then the next day, it's wavy and waves come, and you know, it's stormy and it's like violent and it's strong and it just, you understand? You're the ones who are living by the ocean. Have you seen it? So same thing here. All these movements you're seeing in life, all the stuff, economy, wars, your own problems, security, police sirens, you know, family, da 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 da, your own things. All of these are one thing. They're all the source. And it's acting out in different things. It looks like they're separated from you. It looks like there's another person out there. Because your senses tell you this. Naturally, you think that's how it is. And you really believe that you are this person. And you really believe that the city, the country you live in needs to be protected. And you really believe that planet Earth needs to be protected. It needs to be healed. You believe these things are real. So you want to protect them. But where do they go when you sleep and you're not dreaming? When you sleep at night and you don't dream, where do these problems, these things, this stuff, where do they go to? What happens to them? Who's protecting the world? They disappear because you disappeared. The watcher, the observer, the subject disappeared, is not there. And then the world that appears to be disappears with it. It's really that simple. I'm telling you, it's super simple. If you start to see it that way, you begin to view it from that way, not like a parrot repeating it over and over. No, you start to really understand what I'm saying. Understanding starts to appear. Come, you're going to see the quality of your life begin to drastically change. Drastically change the quality of your life. I'm not saying you're going to have magical powers to find any lover you want, or to get whatever money you want, or to make people do the things you want. No, you just understand. You see through the fabric of existence and you start to see that there is really nothing. From nothing comes all of it and it goes back. And there is no need to worry about any of it. There's no need to worry about your future. There's no need to worry about anyone's future. There's no need to worry about planet Earth, humanity, overpopulation, climate change, because none of them are real. They are all handled by the one that appears and disappears. And if that one wants to change everything overnight, all of a sudden something else appears. So you don't have to do anything about it, trying to save the world, trying to save the planet, trying to save the birds, the animals, the vegetation, being angry about politics, being upset about prices gone up and everything. What's going to happen? Because all of it comes to what's going to happen to me and to this me, to this I, to this person who thinks is independent and it's got something to say. So it's worried about its own sovereignty. But there is no person here, same as there's no person there. All of them are manifestations of, you know, it's like I open my hand, there's five fingers here. And then this is five fingers here. Now there's 10 in the, they appear 10 different people. And these people, you know, da, 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 they're all like different ones. Now this one got in a fight with this one. They're really angry. This one's to kill this. This one is gossiping about that one. But where are they? When you go under, on the surface, on the top, it looks like they're separated. Let's say the first time you've ever seen this. And they look like they're separated. One is tall, one is short. But when you go a little bit further, they're all a part of this hand. And this hand is a part of this body. So can my finger on its own decide like it wants to do this or do this or do this or whatever without cooperation of the nervous system, the brain, and the rest of the body? Does it have its own independent will? It doesn't. It cannot operate separated from the rest These fingers cannot operate separated from the hand. The hand cannot operate separated from the shoulder and the nervous system. They don't have their own independence. Neither do you. Neither do I. We're all a part of one, this body. So there's one body, but it looks like there is separation because there looks like these are separated from each other because you are not looking under surface. You're only looking at the surface. If you go a little bit below and look deeper, you realize that these fingers are my hand. They're part, none of them are separated. Their function is coming from this hand. And this hand gets its orders from somewhere else. Same as you. Your function is based on consciousness. Whatever consciousness agenda is you're going to be acting in that way, thinking you are doing it yourself, thinking that you do exist, thinking the world is real. Yes, it's a relatively real, but absolute real, no. It comes, it goes. So you're here, your body, your mind, and emotions are here for a few days. Soon, we are gone. We're not here as this separate entity, but don't be sad because you're not going to die. You can't die because you weren't even born. You're always here. I am your sense of being. I am is always going to be here. You cannot die. The body, the vessel you're in is going to die. But you cannot go anywhere. Your consciousness has always been here. You're always here. You just don't have this form. You may pick up a different form, but you're not going to go anywhere. So don't be afraid of death, that it's going to end you, because it's not such thing doesn't exist. Nobody's going to end. It's the end of the idea that what you think you are, but not the end of you. You're here. You've always been here. Anybody has any questions? Because this is a good one. It's a juicy topic. Life simply is. Life is not, doesn't have a purpose. Existence, everyday life you're living in, it's not trying to prove anything. It's not trying to go anywhere. It simply is. It's human beings that they need to attach a story to it, that this is evolving and it's going somewhere and we're going to a utopia. And one day we're living a utopian life. Maybe in manifestation of the self, it does create that for a while. It's possible. But we're not evolving to utopian lifestyle because there is no evolvement. It's already evolved. Everything you're touching, your encounter with, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it is self. It's all Her Holiness. It's all consciousness. Consciousness is not evolving. Consciousness is. It's perfect. It's here. There's the appearance of evolvement. And that keeps you into a trap because you think you need to do something to evolve rather than realizing that you're already that. You're already it. So in a way, it creates a postponement for the spiritual seeker to stay on the path and mindfuck and keep running after something in the future. It gives you another excuse not to be here and now. So you're postponing it to future. You're working on yourself. You're getting there. There's nothing to get to. You're already here. There's nothing to heal. There's no one to heal. There's no other level, no other stage to get to. It's just here already. It's perfectly here. Everything that you are seeking, looking for, everything you want to get to, all of them is already here inside yourself. You already have it. You are perfect. You are the one you're looking for. It's here already. But I know what goes on in your mind. You're going to say, no, I'm not ready. oh no, I don't think for me, or I need more time. That's what your mind tells you. So it gets postponed, but I'm not feeling it because you're looking for it in the wrong place. You think it's a sensation. You think it's an emotion. So I need to feel that. It's not sensation. It's not an emotion. It's not a story. It's pre all these things. It's here. And you are it right now. You are that right now without doing anything. Oh, let me go do a little bit of emotional work. Maybe if I do a few more breath work. No, you are already that. Now, if work is going to happen, it's welcome, but not to realize that you're already it. It's just a part of the phenomena of your everyday routine or your practice or your addiction or your idea you need to work on yourself, which is fine. But it's not going to get you to this place or takes you away from this place, because this is here and you're reading it and you're living it and you sleep in it and you wake up in it. You can't do anything about it. It's the manifest world, and then it disappears with you going to deep sleep or you going to a samadhi state or deep meditative place, or if you do an ayahuasca journey or so you took the tea or mushrooms and you're just in oneness, or you're having tantric sex, or you're giving birth in that moment, you're gone, or you're musicians, you're playing your music and you disappear. You disappear. At times you disappear. And when you disappear, nothing is there. You just go to nothingness. You don't remember it either. You just know you were gone, but you don't know where you went, because it wasn't like you went somewhere. You disappeared. So there's no observer of it. Later, when you come back into this state, you look back and say, wow, I was gone. It was so good, Zarathustra. I want to be there all the time. Well, you are there all the time. So number one thing you need to learn to do is to, after you recognize it, is stop trying to be there all the time, because you're already in it right now. And not get caught by trying to grab the sensations, recognizing that you cannot not be in it. It's impossible. There's just the sense of separation in you. That sense automatically at one point will also dissolve, but nothing will change. But there's just this sense that you need to get somewhere. You're separated from other things. You need to become something. Yeah, that sense is in you, but that also is a false sense. Why is it false sense? Because your teacher is telling you, you're already here. I understand you have this sense, but it's a false sense. And if you believe your teacher, you buy it. You buy it and you start relaxing into it. Okay, I'm already here, even though I'm not really feeling it, even though I don't really 100% know it, but I'm going to relax into it. Because my teacher said, okay, so you start relaxing into it. So you're not so hands-on. You're chilling. You're just kind of pulling back. And as you're pulling back, space opens up. Because most spiritual seekers, they're hands-on. I need to do another meditation. I need to work on my breath work. I need to do a few workshops, psychotherapy workshops about my past stuff, to heal the wounds and unite with my inner child. I need to do that, that, that. So they're hands-on. They're intense. So they need to take a chill pill and just kind of, oh, okay, all right, let me relax. And as you just, you're not so intense trying to make it, trying to get there, trying to meditate, trying to improve. You just, okay, oh, okay, my teacher tells me that, and I really love my teacher, I believe my teacher, I'm going to believe what this guy is telling me. That's what I said to myself with Papaji. I said, I love this guy. I will die for this guy. I'm willing to die for him because I love him that much. So why would he lie to me? I'm going to believe what he said. Now, I'm not saying about belief or blind belief. But in that moment, when I said, okay, I'm going to accept what he's telling me, his theory, his concept. And in that, there was relaxation. Now I can just relax a little bit. He's telling me I'm not behind the wheel. I'm not the one who drives my life. It's already done through the force. I don't have any choice. So, okay. So I pull back and I'm starting to live a little bit according to what he's telling me. That, okay, I don't have any choice. Oh my God, how is the rent coming this month? How am I going to pay my rent? So as I'm just kind of chilling, or what's going to happen in my future or my retirement. So as I'm kind of chilling out and relaxing, pulling back, I'm not so hands-on, I'm not so intense that I have to know and I have to do it and I got to get there and I need to do another workshop and another breath work. I'm letting it just, okay, from this, I'm just kind of chilling. Then what happened is I started that this space opened up. I don't know how to explain it to ordinary people. So as I just let go from this imaginary me being in control, trying to be getting things done, space started to open up. And in that space, everything gets done very easily, according to its own time, or maybe it doesn't get done, but it's okay, because I'm not the ones doing it. Something is handling things. And if it doesn't get done, I can relax in it that there's a wisdom in it that it didn't happen. Then something else happens. Space opens up. As space opens up, there's possibilities. Things appear in it that I could not even imagine it. Somebody out of nowhere appears and says, oh, I really love your work and I want to support your work and let's do this. And it was like, where did this manifest from? It came from nowhere. I mean, you start seeing impossible becomes possible. It's amazing. I'm not saying you're going to be feeling good every day, I'm not saying things are going to be easy. I'm saying your quality of life changes. The quality of your moments change. It becomes light. You're still gonna have to go to work to make money. If your back hurts, still your back hurts. You're gonna nurse, something, your finger, life is as usual business. You're just are not so involved with it. And you start seeing like, wow, it's all happening. It all takes care of itself. I can relax into this. I don't have to be so like on it all the time. And you begin to look at it as both the unmanifest, which is the nothingness, is you start seeing it that it's everything. Everything. Oh, my sister, my best friend is just found her love of life and she's making a lot of money and they're traveling. Okay, then you cannot be jealous to anybody because you realize existence is playing your sister, playing this great life, playing all this stuff. Existence is playing this other friend of yours who's always miserable or whatever. Existence is playing these different people. Give some money, take money away from someone. It's all you start seeing the self is doing it. So you start to accept. Acceptance of what is settles there. And you are becoming content with where you are, whatever you have. And you know the moment comes, the self will, if it wants to give you more, it's going to give you more. It will put you in a different position. Or if one hooks you up with someone in a love affair, that's going to happen. You can relax into it. And then, as I said, the quality of your life changes because you're not stressed over things. You see the order of life, how things come and go. Things come, things go, and you relax in it. We're going to work on this. When I come to Norway, we're going to be working in this workshop, and I have some nice exercises for you guys. We're going to be doing different things. I mean, in Norway, we work on this, and of course, in Warsaw, we're going to be doing some other stuff. Mostly, it's going to be more activation, awakening ourselves in cellular memory, but we're going to work on this stuff.
We are really looking forward to you coming back, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
So excited.
Thank you, honey. I'm looking forward to coming too. Yeah. We have a nice core. It's going in a nice direction, and it's good.
Yeah, it is. And thank you for the reminder today. I really needed to hear it.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's very easy. You get caught into the story of whatever it is. And then suffering starts to come because you start to suffer. Suffering, worrying about what's going to happen. Or envy or whatever, loneliness, whatever. Things start to come in. But when you come back into the truth of who you are, you're reminded and you come back into your own center, but then you see it's just like it's 100% taken care of. You are in very good hands, and whatever mistake you make is okay. If you go somewhere and overspend, like you go you go somewhere and you spend like $300 buying shopping, buying this, buying that, even things you don't need, and you come back home and the mind comes and tells you, you idiot, why did you buy these things? You don't need them. And you're just like, it's like, I didn't have any choice. I'm not the one who spent $300. It was self that spent $300 through me. And then it looks like you're the one who's spending your money. And that money came to you. You didn't even, it's not even you got it. Oh, I inherited. No, existence gave it to you. Existence can take it away from you in a second. I don't care who you are and what you are. They're the one who are feeding you. They're the ones taking money away from you. So any mistakes you make, or you give money to someone because you feel like they need it, you love them, the mind comes and says, oh, what a stupid person. Why did you do that? Why did you give him so much money? Why didn't you give him this much? You should be like, you know, da 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 da. So the mind comes and tells you these things. But when you start to get the bigger picture, you are not the one who's spending this money. The self is spending it through you. It looks like you're doing it. So if you screw up, it's not you screwing up. And if you do really well, it's not you doing very well. Stop getting identified with any of it. It is operating through you. You have nothing to say here, zero. You don't have any say, okay? You never had a say, like saying, like, you can object something or you say, anything you don't like, it's it through you. Anything you like, it's it through you. If you're a penny pincher and saving your pennies all the time and you're cheap, it's that being cheap through you. If you're a spender, it's that being a spender through you. I have people come to me and tell me like something they've done, and they say, Zarathustra, it's so out of character of me to do something like this. I don't know what took me over and I did it. And I'm not talking about violence. You know, I'm not talking about when someone all of a sudden loses it and kills somebody, which again is the same thing. It's the self took over and blinded them and killed someone through them. But things in life, I don't know, I told my partner or my son or daughter or my mom or someone I love all these nasty words to them, and I broke them by all the stuff I told them, or I took everything away from them or whatever. I did something so nasty. This is not my character. I never do it. You did not do that. It wasn't you who did it. oh, I'm so ashamed of myself. I'm so stupid. I made all these investments and I put all this money there and I lost all that money. It was like my mom's retirement money and my kids' money. I'm so stupid. You're blaming yourself. And I'm telling you, it wasn't you doing it because you can't do anything. Doing happens through you, but you are not the one who's pulling the trigger. So start looking at it that way. And you start to see the quality of your life is going to change. Your contraction is going to fall. If you have indigestion, your system's going to relax. If you have high blood pressure, you're going to relax. If people don't want to hang out with you, all of a sudden people want to hang out with you because you're contracted. You're worried about the government, the future, the weather, your retirement. You're not the one who's saving retirement money. It is saving the retirement money for you. And if it wants to spend it, it will spend it. Stop worrying about it. You have nothing to say here. You're just an instrument. It is living through you. Your function is what God wants you to do. God is living through this body-mind mechanism. Same as when electricity is powering the computer. The computer function is to relay information, provide information, communication, being a library, but it needs electricity. The electricity runs it. Without electricity, it's useless. It's just an object. Your telephone, your cell phone, its primary focus is communication. The toaster is to create heat and toast, but it's running by electricity. Electricity makes it do its function. The heater in your home, its function is to heat the home. It's designed, it's made by the maker to heat, to create heat, but it needs electricity. Without electricity, it's just a useless piece of object. You're the same way. Your function is whatever you're supposed to do in this life. Whatever is your conditioning, through your DNA, through your genetic makeup, through your conditioning with your parents, your country, your religion, your race, is to do whatever you're doing. But without that electricity, you're useless. If they disconnect the life force, you just fall and you're declared dead. You become useless. You're an object which is useless. Like a toaster that doesn't work is useless. It's an object that is just taking space, but it has no use any longer. So the toaster is designed to toast. You are designed with whatever you are, to be a school teacher, to be a mom. You're designed to be a business person. You're designed to be a healer. You're designed to be an asshole. They created you to be a murderer. They created you to be a tyrant. This is how they designed you. It's like they designed a toaster that runs by electricity. They designed an electric chair that is for killing people. You put someone on it, they built them and they electrify them. The chair is not evil. You can't just go beat on the chair. It's designed by the creator who created this chair, but it's run by electricity. The toaster is designed for warming your bread, your food. That's its design, same as you. Your design is the way you're supposed to be. The way you are is how God exactly wants you to be. This is your function. But without electricity, the will of God, the life that God gives you, you're useless. So all of it is itself. All of it is God. Everybody is God. Good guy and the asshole. They're both the same. They're not separated. They're different aspects of it. One is this, one is this. But they're both the same. They all belong to the same. Both my hands belong to the same body. It's the same way. You begin to look at it that way and understand it, your quality of your life starts to change. Okay? So it's nice seeing you all. We're coming to the end of the academy. I've made up for the lost time. So a copy of this broadcast is going to be emailed to you. Do you get the video we send you every week? Or yeah, you do, of the academy. If you don't, let us know. You should be getting it. If you sign up on my academy through my website, you should be getting a copy of this video after Amir edits it. So you get a nice, it goes on, it's a link from YouTube. So that's what we do. We clean it up and we send it out. And also we make a podcast out of it. It's simultaneously, I believe, I don't know if it shows up on Facebook, but I'm also broadcasting on Instagram. So if you got your phone on you, you want to quickly go on Insta and remember what I said, it's there. My social media pages, it's Zarathustra 5D. My website is Zarathustra.tv. And my email is info@Zarathustra.tv. We have two countries I'm visiting. First, going to Poland, and hopefully we'll see you, Miss Renetta, in Poland. Anybody else wants to come is welcome. And then from Poland, I go to Norway, Hamar, and hopefully see a bunch of you there. Oh, also our events for Frankfurt, the dates are set. Did I send it to you? Yeah. So I'm going to be there from, I think, the 13th or 14th of November till, I believe, 21st of November, 20th of November. I'm going to send you the date, Susanna, and so you'll know. Yeah, so we're set. I just have to design the workshop. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're
pretty good.
That sounds very, very, very,
yeah,
very, very good.
Thank you. So it's nice to come back to Frankfurt.
Very nice.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Okay, my dears, I send you lots of love and light, and we'll keep connected. Yeah?
And thank you for this wonderful theme.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm glad we had today together, because I was really feeling it. I wanted to talk to you and share with you.
It's important. It's a life law, this theme.
Yeah, when you get it, when you're open to it and you start to realize it, it's just like, it's big of understanding. I mean, it's not like you're not even letting go of control, because you can't even choose that. But when the understanding comes and you start, you're seeing this let go of control and kind of falling back and relaxing and realizing like it's taking you. You're not walking, it's carrying you. And there's suddenly this really relief of, oh my God, I don't need to try to get enlightened. I don't need to try to change things. It's like perfect. I'm taken care of. Just chill out, and it's happening on its own, if you can chill out.
I think it's enough to feel that God is in me, and that I'm also God, and that I'm Mother Earth, and that Mother Earth is in
it's
me.
It's all yourself. It's
part
all,
of this boat. It's all myself.
All of it is yourself. Even the one who's destroying the Mother Earth is that. It's a part of yourself, and one with all of it. So you can relax.
Yes.
And that's God's will. The one who's destroying the Earth is God's will, because God is powering it. If it didn't want to power it, it will pull the plug and they die immediately. But that's not it, because it wants to experience all aspects of it. It created it in its own imagination. It destroys it, and it will recreate something else if it wants. So there's nothing to worry about. Let the dude upstairs do its thing. Get out of the way and receive the benefits. If you're out of the way, you get the benefits. If you get in the way, you're just going to suffer. Mm-hmm. And it's just like that. Namaste, namaskar, and look forward to seeing you all. Love you. I love you. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye.